better for the smaller print.
Smaller print.
So both sides, we started the sugya of kavsa zakik la kavsa ein zakik. It was the first sugya in Hilchas Chanukah in Masechta Shabbos, and we had three shitas in the Gemara. We have Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, and Rav. According to Rav Huna, we go lechumra in both cases, and we prohibit and disqualify the use of these inferior oils, not only during the week, during the chol of Chanukah, but even on Leil Shabbos. And we'll soon see that the Gemara derives two conclusions from Rav Huna. One conclusion is Kavsa Zakakla, and that's why the Shmonim are psulim during the week. And another chiddush of Mutal Shtamish Lior, and that's why the Gzeir of Shemayata kicks in as far as lighting them on Erev Shabbos. Then we have Rav Huna. Then we have Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that Kavsa Ein Zakaklog, therefore these Shmonim are kosher during the balance of the week. He passels them on Shabbos because he agrees with Rav Huna that Mutal Shtamish Lior, and therefore the Shemayata. And then finally we have the third shita, which is that of Rav, and Rav says that all these oils are kosher. I'm sorry, all these oils that are pasul on Shabbos, because they're inferior oils, are kosher on Chanukah, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, which means he holds kavsa, ein zakekla, like Rav Chisda, and he holds mutal, asul ishtamish li'ora, and therefore since asul ishtamish li'ora, there's no gzera shema, Shemayata. Now, the Rif, we're going to spend most of our time today on the Rif. Because the Rif, excuse me, at the beginning of Perek Bamem Adlikin Hilchas Chanukah, which appears on Daf Tes Amud Aleph in the Dapi of the Rif has, it throws out a curveball here, something very, very unique. And he says the following. We're going to paskin like Rav. And that means, that's how the Rif codifies it, Omer Abzer Omer Rav, Psilos Ushmanim Shamru Chachom Eim Adlikim Bebe Shabbos, Madlikim Bebe Chanukah Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos. Now, before we saw the Rif, and this is the way Rashi and all the Rishonim learned the Gemara, how did Rav Zera derive two conclusions from Rav? Conclusion number one is Kavsa Ein Zakakla, and that's why these inferior oils are kosher during the week. And also l'shtamash li'ora from the fact that Rav allows you to light these inferior oils of Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, and he's not worried about Shemayata. But the Rif has a different presentation. And he says the following. He says, Mida ka'amar madlika b'heba Chanukah b'Shabbos, from the fact that he allows you, Rav, to be madlik these inferior oils on the Leil Shabbos. Shmami no osu l'shtamish li'ora. The came of the osu l'shtamish li'ora la'osi la'tuye. So far, it's exactly a duplicate of what we know. But now, the Rif addresses the following question. How do we know that Rav holds kavsa ein zakekla? Says the Rif, another derivation that we can establish based on the fact that Rav allows you to use these inferior oils on Leil Shabbos, Michlal, we derive from this the kavya lomis dakinenle, that if we'd go out, then we don't require of him to rekindle it. Shmamina kavsa ein zakakla. So the Rif derives both conclusions of Rav Zera, meaning both mutal ishtamish, I'm sorry, also ishtamish liora, and kavsa ein zakakla, from the fact that Rav allows lighting these candles, these inferior wicks, on Leil Shabbos. Not the way we understood it. We understood it, and that's the way Rashi interpreted it, that from the fact that During the week of Chanukah, the chol of Chanukah, he allows you, Rav, to be madlik these inferior nairs. That means that kavsa ein zakakla. No, the Rif says, how do you know? How does Rav Zera know that according to Rav, kavsa ein zakakla? He knows it
He derives it from the fact that Rav allows you to use these inferior oils on Leil Shabbos.
Okay.
So the Rishonim now are going to work overtime to try to figure out why the Rif felt compelled to derive this conclusion of Kavsa Ein Zakik Lo Rav, that's how he interprets Rav Zera, from the Hadlok on Leil Shabbos. So in order to understand the Rishonim, amongst the list of Rishonim that attack this riff and really try to unravel this riff, there's the Ramban and there's the Me'iri. Bless you. I would like to study the Me'iri, which I know I put somewhere here on the desk. Okay, here's the Me'iri. Okay. When I first read this Me'iri, honestly, I had a lot of trouble with two lines in the Me'iri, but I finally figured it out. Had I not figured it out, I would have left out the Me'iri, because I wouldn't want to admit to you that I didn't understand the Me'iri. In any event, this is the Me'iri's introductory paragraph to Hilchus Chanukah. You know, a lot of the Rishonim, when they get to Perek Bamed Madlikim, they take a break, and they have something called Hilchus Chanukah. A few copies of the Me'iri, great. So the Me'iri says the following. You might find, I didn't see the photocopy. Does the number page Kufnu Dalet appear on your page? On the bottom? Oh, excellent. So we're all on the same page. It'll say on the top right, Kuf Nun Dalet. And again, I have to thank Yechiel. He's been doing a great, great job for all the work that he's done. And Yechiel, we owe you a salary. I don't know how much we're going to pay you.
Whatever it is, double it.
Yeah. No. I don't know if you'd be happy if I gave you 50% of my salary. But anyway, I'm just kidding. So here's the deal. The Me'iri starts with the following. He says, Kol psilos u'shmonim sha'omru aleim chachamim she'ein madlikim be'beshavis. So all these inferior oils and wicks that were excluded for Ner Shabbos, Madlika Bebachanika, Afilu B'Shabbos Sheba. It's really interesting because this very same Shmonim that are excluded for Ner Shabbos are included, or they qualify with regard to Chanukah. And not only Chanukah in general, but even Chanukah on Leil Shabbos. And we're going to see that on Leil Shabbos there's a particular chiddush, because if the same identical oil is possible for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos because of Shema Yata, then the same law should have applied to Ner Chanukah, Shema Yata. Why should the Ner Chanukah be excluded from Shema Yata? Unless you assume that also l'shtameish liora. Okay. V'lamadato mikan shnei dvarim. So far all he's done is he's codified the halacha like Rav, the third of the opinions, and he's told us that we can use these disqualified oils, meaning those who are psulim for Shabbos, on Chanukah for both the weekday of Chanukah and the Leil Shabbos. That's just a repetition of Rav. In other words, he's telling you that we accept the sheet of Rav. But he says, L'amadato mikan shnei dvarim. And it's interesting, he starts with the second halacha, because I think that one is more simple and straightforward. It's much easier to mathematically calculate. Aleph, the first derivation is, why should this ner, which is of inferior oil, which is prohibited on Leil Shabbos, because of Shema Yata, all of a sudden, because the ner Chanukah is mutar on Leil Shabbos, mimashi tarta kein v'shabbos atalomed, So the first derivation, which again appears in the Gemara in the sequence in the second derivation, is that mutul ishtamish is that, excuse me, that also ishtamish liora. And what's the derivation? If you would have said, if I argue the other way around, that mutul ishtamish liora, then there should have been what? A gzera shemiyata, from the fact that Rav permits you to use these inferior oils because they're Ner Chanukah on Leil Shabbos. What's happens? Why should it change just because it's a Ner Chanukah? The answer is because the Ner Chanukah is a special halacha of Asul Ishtamish Liora. But if the halacha would have been Mutul Ishtamish Liora, then for sure, just like any Ner that's of this inferior quality would be also Ner of Shabbos because of the Shavuos of Shemiyata, so too Ner Chanukah would be the same. But Ner Chanukah is unique because Asul Ishtamish Liora. Okay. That's as far as the halacha of Asul Ishtamish Liora. But now, we want to derive another conclusion from Rav.
and that's very fundamental in Hilchas Chanukah, namely that Kavsa ain zakik. Vasheni, says the Meiri in the second din that we want to derive from Rav, namely that Kavsa ain zakik. Who shall amadita? From whence do we derive that? May achar shehidlik ner Chanukah im Kavsa ain zaklad lika v'yotzi dechavosa meshehidlik. I'm going to prove to you that according to Rav, he was yotze with the hadlok itself, even though the candle was extinguished. Shel Molly, Ken, if you don't agree with me, now watch what he does. Hecha Yisa, how could Rav be matir badlokosim shel elu b'shavis? So far, it sounds like the riff. Okay, but hold your horses here, because we're in the middle of a presentation of the Meiri. At this point, it sounds like he's just presenting the riff. That if you want to prove that Kavsa ain zakik lo, according to Rav, prove it from the fact that Rav allows you to be madlik this nair of an inferior quality on Leil Shavu, Chanukah, Shabbos. Because if you're going to say that Kavsa zakik lo, Nimtzeis, this was the part that I got stuck on, but I think I have it now. Nimtzeis, goreim likibuyam. In other words, because you went ahead and you decided to use the inferior quality oils, then you are lighting a Ner Chanukah that will be extinguished. So you're being the goreim of kibui by making that choice decision, by making that decision that you'll use the inferior oils, you're already goreim with kibui.
Okay.
Just 1 second. In other words, he's assuming, not like we saw in the Prei Yoshua, if you recall, but again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, that there's a very good statistical possibility, maybe even a probability, that the light is going to go out because it's of such an inferior quality. And even though it only has to last for a half hour, as the Pnei Yoshua points out, but nevertheless, even for a half hour, it might not last.
This is Rashi question.
Wait, just give me a second. We're mamish in the middle of a sentence here. Ve'iyata yochol lachzor ladlikon. You cannot argue kavsa zakik lo, because in the case of Shabbos, and this we had a whole discussion about this in the Ramban yesterday, in the case of Shabbos, you don't even have the possibility of rekindling the lamp. In other words, you can't say to me, I make the following declaration. I'm going to use these inferior oils. There's a 50% chance, whatever the statistics are, that it'll go out. But who cares? No problem. I'll just rekindle that. On Leil Shabbos, you don't have that option. So again, if we would assume that Kavsa Zakik Lo, and there's a very good possibility that the light is going to go out because it's an inferior quality light, then you're putting yourself into a situation where it's going to be impossible to salvage your Ner Chanukah because it's Leil Shabbos. Correct?
Oh.
Now, the Meiri turns around. Do we have an extra chair here? Maybe we can take that jacket off. Just do me a favor. Take that jacket, if you'll, and put it on top of this bottle here. Thank you. So that Ellie could join us.
Why is it impossible to salvage it?
Because he can't light the candle on Shabbos.
But what if it bows up between?
Yeah, so again, all those cases I want to leave for the Truma Sadesh. Again, we're going to have a long discussion. What happens if he lights it before? He has to light it before Shkia, obviously.
Yeah.
And he lights it, then it goes out before Shkia. We're going to talk about that. But let's take that under separate advisement. Right now, we're going to assume that lo and behold, he lights it, let's say, a minute before Shkia. It goes out after Shkia. So we're avoiding the Trumas Hadeshin's case. And now he has no possibility of rekindling it to make sure that it becomes an Ner Dolak. Nu Mamela, how could Rav allow you to use these inferior oils on Leil Shabbos of Chanukah? It must be that he holds Kavsa Ein Zakik Lo. Okay, that's number one. V'lo Od. Not only that, I'll prove to you that Kavsa ain zakik lo from Chol. Why? El sha'af b'chol haya asur. We would not allow you to use these inferior quality oils on the weekday of Chanukah. Why? Again, and we're assuming now, arguing from the opposite position, that Kavsa zakik lo. Because if Kavsa zakik lo, Shema Yisrashel achar kibuyam.
maybe he won't be careful enough after the candle is extinguished. We're talking about a very poor kind of oil. It's gonna go out. It's not gonna last for your full half hour. And he's not gonna take meticulous care to make sure to rekindle them. V'imkein zu ashniya, this second derivation, namely that kavsa ain zakek lo koin to rav, atalomed osa bein me'adlokas chol, bein badlokas shabbos. So again, just to summarize, what the Meiri is saying is that as far as the first derivation is concerned, namely that osa l'shtamish li'ora, that we derive clearly from the fact that on Leil Shabbos, rav allows you to use the inferior oils. What happened to the gzeir of shemiyata? The answer must be that we're talking about kovsa ain zakekla. Again, because if kovsa zakekla, no, I'm sorry. Sorry. Again, we have to conclude from the fact that Rav allows you to light these candles on Leil Shabbos. We must conclude that Ozel Ishtamish Lior Shal Ner Chanukah. Okay, that's clear. From whence do we derive the conclusion that kovsa ain zakekla? So the Meir says two possibilities, and they're both correct. You can derive it either, if you will, from the fact that Rav allows you to use the inferior oils on Leil Shabbos, even though you know that with these inferior oils you're taking a great chance that maybe what?
Maybe they'll go out.
Right? He passes something. He's using his. This is much more sophisticated. So again, first you're going to derive from the fact that on Leil Shabbos he's going to use these oils. How can he use these oils? There's a very good chance that it goes out, and if it does go out, assuming it went out after Shia, he has no opportunity to rekindle it. It must be that Kovsa ain't Zakekla. Then the Meiri goes and said, I can derive the same conclusion from the fact that a Rav allows you to use these oils even when? Even in Chol, because Meshava Yisrashel, you know, you're putting yourself into a situation where there's a good statistical possibility that it'll go out, and you're not going to be careful enough to rekindle it. Then he quotes the Gedolei HaPoskim. Now, if you know the Meiri never quotes a Rishon by his name. Every Rishon has his own kinu. What's the kinu for the Rif? I should have asked you the other way around. Who is he referring to when he says Gedolei HaPoskim? Oh, you got it. You guessed it. The Rif. Okay. A very brilliant guess over here. He says V'afal pisha Gedolei HaPoskim heviu eshteyem, both conclusions, namely also l'shtamish liora and kovsa ein zakekla, may adlok a Shabbos. Correct. That was the Rif's language. The Rif says mina matlikin b'hen b'chanukah b'Shabbos michlal de kovsa ein zakekla. So the Rif derives two halachas from Shabbos. Number one, also l'shtamish liora. Therefore, there's no gzeirah shemiyat. And number two, kovsa ein zakekla. So the Meiri says, Afal pisha gedolei haposkim heviu et shteyem me'adlokas Shabbos sugya zu muchachas lehedja shelo kedivrei. In other words, he says that you cannot derive any conclusions about kovsa ein zakekla from the fact that Rav allows you to light these candles on Leil Shabbos. That alone would not do it. Okay, so we'll take a look at four different answers to explain the Rif. So again, let's just summarize. We have a major problem with the Rif. The Meiri says that there's no compelling reason to justify the Rif derivation of Kovsa Ein Zakekla from Shabbos. He could have equally derived it from Chol, from the fact that on Chol we're not afraid that it'll be Shem Yechabeh Vehu Misrashel Miladlika. It must be the Kovsa Ein Zakekla. But to derive it from Shabbos, says the Meiri, Shabbos alone can't do it, and he says, Hasugya Muchachas. We'll try to come back to those two words in a few minutes. Hasugya Muchachas. And that's what the Ramban also, in his own inimitable style, he asks the question, how could the, why, what motivates the Rif to tell me that, you know how we derived, how Ezra Bzeir derived from Rav, that Kovsa Ein Zakekla from the fact that you could light it on Leil Shabbos. Why not just say from the fact that you can't use these candles on Chol of Chanukah? It must be because Kovsa, right, it's from the fact that he allows you to notice, if Kovsa Ein Zakekla, for sure he would have disqualified these candles because Shema Yisrashil and there's no and there's no kiyum of kavsa zakaklafa. It must be that he holds the kavsa ein zakakla. So why did the Rif feel compelled to introduce Leil Shabbos? Now, Rabosai, what I'd like you to do, if you have the pages that I gave you, we're going to start with the Pnei Yoshua. And the big pages that we had also quote the Pnei Yoshua, but I felt that if we go back to the original, which is here anthologized in the Kovetz Mefarshim, then we'll get a little bit more out of it. We'll go back to the original. Okay, then? So I'm gonna try to see if you can find a page that you might have gotten that I wrote in with handwriting Pnei Yoshua on top. Because in this Kovetz Mefarshim, every other page he writes the name of the Mefarsh, but this happens to be on the page where it only says Kovetz Mefarshim on top. And to make sure that you're on the right page, take a look at the top left corner and see if it says Pei Aleph on it. Okay, that should be a Sima Muvhak that we're on the right page. You have it, Harvey?
Yeah.
Pei Aleph. Okay, so on the right column, you'll see a paragraph about two thirds down the right column called Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Does everybody have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very fast.
Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Look for a paragraph that begins Amar Rav Yirmiyah in a page that says Pei Aleph on the top left. Yeah. Reuven, can you help us out over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Let me just make a bracha here so I won't die first. By the way, no one should learn from me because the latest studies are even sucralose is out. But I haven't gotten to the point where I can make the transition yet. So I'm working towards it, but I'm not there yet. But don't learn from me. He says the following. L'chora yesh l'dagdek. See, this part doesn't appear in the Sikkum, so it's good to go back to the original. Lefi Pirush Rashi Li'el, the time of the Rav Huna Dechayesh Shema Yifsha. You may remember that there's a very strange Rashi at the beginning of the Sugya of Kavsa Zakakla, in which Rashi says that if you hold Kavsa Zakakla, we're always afraid, if we use these inferior oils, that Shema Yifsha, that as a poshea, he won't rekindle the light. Again, a lot of different discussions here with Shema Yitakna and Yofen and Mesalevi. I mean, there's tons of velt on this Rashi, there's a lot to talk about. And the Pnei Yeshua himself has dedicated a long discussion to justify why Rashi says Shema Yifsha. He says the following in Cain. See, Rav said, we always assume that Rav, who allows you to use these inferior quality oils, holds Kofsa. Everybody help me out here. Ain't Zakakla. Who says? Maybe Rav also holds Kofsa Zakakla. Norvus, why does Rav disagree with Rav Huna? He doesn't accept Shema Yifsha. Lefi Pirush Rashi, Liel, the time of the Rav Huna, the Chayish L'Shema Yifshim came Rav Nami Motzi Sovet the Kosa Zakakla. Ela Delo Chayish L'Shema Yifshim. A brilliant question of the Pnei Yeshua. You hear this question
that's
and you.
That's only good for the Chol. It's not good for Shabbos. We still have a problem with Shema Yifshim.
Right. So it could be on Shabbos we hold Kofsa Ein Zakakla according to everybody. That's going to be the Truma Sadeshin again. But before we get to that, just in the case of Chol, as Yechiel points out, if you're holding that Kovsa Zakakla, and now we're afraid, says Rashi, of Shema Yifsha, then it could be that Rav also agrees and he accepts the principle of Kovsa Zakakla. And it's Halacha L'Maisa. I lit a candle and it went out. Do I have to rekindle it or not? I have that half hour margin. Could be, and this is going to change all of Shulchan Aruch of Hilchas Chag, because says the Pnei Yoshua that you have to rekindle it. No, if you have to rekindle it, how could Rav possibly kasher these inferior qualities? What about dealing with Shema Yifsha? The answer is that Rav doesn't buy into Shema Yifsha. In came Rav Nami Motzi Sova Kovsa Zaka Glel De Lo Chai Sheva Yivsha. Now, if that be the case, then we're stuck with the following question. How does Rabbi Yirmiyah, I may have said Rabbi Zera, I made a mistake, how does Rabbi Yirmiyah derive the conclusion from Rav that Kovsa ain't Zakuk La? Maybe it's Kovsa Zakuk La. Ah, you'll ask me, if so, how can you use these inferior oils? How could Rav be Machir these Shmonim Psulim? The answer is because Rav holds that there's no Kaishinon Shema Yifsha. Zokta Pnei Yoshua, brilliant chap. And this is going to justify the riff. He says, Afilu hachi medayik Rav Yirmiya Shapir minakoma Rav Madlikin Bain B'Shabbos. Even on Leil Shabbos of Chanukah, allows you to use these inferiors v'lo chayshinim l'shem yichabeh v'sulo matzi ladluke. After all, there's a sizable, a significant statistical probability or possibility that it'll go out. And on Shabbos, it's after Shkia. Again, I just want to avoid the Truman Sadesh. So it's after Shkia. It's too late to be Madlikit. How could therefore Rav go as far? Okay, so there's no Chashash Shema Yivsha. But you still have a Chashash of Shema Yechabe. So during the week, Rav would say, I'm not bothered by that. Why? Because I'm not Choshish that he won't. But to tell me there's a 50% chance that it's going to go out, he'll light it. He'll light it again. What bothers you over here, says Rav? So we can be machshir all those things. But Leil Shabbos, he's got a problem. Because he's the biggest tzaddik hador, and he wants to be machmir to relight the candle because Kovsa Zaken Klah, he has no opportunity if it goes out right after Shkia. So how could Rav be machshir these shmonim and psilos on Leil Shabbos? The answer must be El Al Karchach. Because Savar Kovsa ain't Zakuk La. Otherwise, there's no way you can justify the hechsher of these shmonim and psilos on Leil Shabbos. Vama'ayin b'divrei. Our riff, this is like the icing on the cake. If you read the riff carefully, Yirel Ahed, you'll see exclusively, Shenis Kavin L'mashe Kasavti. That the riff exactly has this in mind. The Kula Diyukad Rav Yirmiyah. Bitarti timing, that whether or not Rabbi Yirmiyah is deriving the conclusion from Rav that also lishtamishli ora, or he's deriving the conclusion of Rav of Kav saying Zakukla, he's both conclusions, says the Rif, he's deriving from one halacha, namely what? Shabbos. Hainu b'hod madlikim b'shabbos l'chud. Only from there he's deriving it, because from Chol you have no proof. Maybe the reason why he's machshir on Chol, despite the fact that comes in Zakuk La, is because Eino Choshish L'Shem Yivsha. But on Shabbos, there's no possibility of fulfilling Kavsa Zakuk La. It must be that he holds Kavsa Ein Zakuk La. Again, you might argue maybe Kavsa Ein Zakuk La is only Halacha on Leil Shabbos. But in any event, you see it as a fundamental breakthrough that Kavsa Ain Zakuk La, for the fact that he allows you to be madlik these inferior candles on Shabbos when there's no possibility of fulfilling Kavsa Zakuk La, means that Kavsa ain't Zakuk La. That's the riff. I'll tell you, Rabos, I read this Pnei Yoshua and I was literally besimcha gedol. But what bothered me was, this is before I read the Midiri, right? What bothered me was, why is it that all the Achronim, the Chasam Sofer, the Sfas Emes, and a bunch of others, I don't even know their names anymore, because there's so many Achronim, my Rebbe didn't train us to read Achronim, you know, so I'm Perish Mina, I'm Midarki, Shadako, Shal Mori Varami, but none of them accepted this Pnei Yoshua. Favos Nit, this Pnei Yoshua fits like a glove. Rashi is holy Shemi Yifsha, that's why Kovsa Zakuk La would have to pass the Lishmanim. Who says that Rav would agree that Shema Yivsha, the Chashinah Shema Yivsha? In fact, we're doing somersaults in the air to try to even understand what Shema Yivsha means. The guy lit Chanukah candles. He obviously has a vested interest in fulfilling his mitzvah of Chanukah. Now Shema Yivsha? When it comes to Zakuk La, oh, he didn't know the halacha. He was a great Salamdin, and he came to the conclusion that the mitzvah is the Maisad Locker and comes to Ein Zakuk La. That's the Dilma Yifsha. I mean, the Docha Gadol comes along, Robert. He says, Lo Chashin, L'Shema Yifsha. So, how do you know Kovsa Ein Zakuk La? Maybe Kovsa Zakuk La, but Lo Chashin, L'Shema Yifsha. That's what the Rif wants to say. How could you allow it on Leil Shabbos when there's no possibility of rekindling the light? Rabbosai, I'll tell you why. And the Meiri says, "V'sugyu muchachas delo karif." Let's read the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Omar Rav Chisda, this is on the bottom line, Adaf Kafala from an Aleph. Madlikim v'hem b'chol avolo b'shabbos." So Rav Chisda says that all these inferior oils can be used during the week, but you can't use them on Shabbos. Now, the fact that you can't use it on Shabbos is because mutal shtabish lior, as the Gemara is going to say on the top of Chafal from Ibbeis, and therefore there's a gzeir of Shema Yakeh. But why does he allow you to light it during the week of Shabbos? So what are you going to tell me? And that's exactly what the Gemara is going to say here on the top of Amud Beis. It must be that he holds, right? The last line, the last word. Kovsa Einzok. Wait a minute. Technical foul here. What do you mean, Kovsa Einzok? Kovsa Zokakla. But the reason why Rav Chisda allows you is because he's not kosher to what? To Shema Yivsha. Then you're going to tell me, but I'll prove it from, like the Rif says, from Shabbos. Well, wait a minute, you got a problem here. Because Rav Chisda says, Ein Madlika Behem Shabbos. So your whole proof says the Rif, that Kovsa Ein Zokakla, is from the fact that there's a heter to use these inferior oils on Shabbos. That's not going to work for Rav Chisda. Who told the Gemara that Rav Chisda holds Kovsa Ein Zokakla? Rav Chisda holds the Olam, I'm going to be the devil's advocate, that Kovsa Zokakla. He's not Choshish Vishem Yivsha, and therefore he's Machshir these Shmonim during the week. So what are you going to tell me, but how would he allow you to use these Shmonim on Shabbos if he holds Kovsa Zokakla? Right, the answer is, he doesn't allow you to use them on Shabbos. You know, the reason why he doesn't allow you to use them for Shabbos is because you don't have the opportunity of fulfilling Kovsa Zokakla. So how does the Gemara know? This is what I call, again, I'm not a fan of boxing, I hate boxing, but this is what you call a TKO. Honestly, I rack my brains to try to see if I can defend the Pnei Yehoshua, but it's explicitly against the Pnei Yehoshua. It means that even though you maintain that during the Chol you're allowed to use these Shmonim, but on Shabbos you're not. And the answer is, because during the week you're allowed to use them, it must be that what? That Kovsa Ein Zokakla, right? So that's what the Gemara says in Amud Beis. According to Pnei Yehoshua, it makes no sense. Who gives the Gemara the right to derive the conclusion Kovsa Ein Zokakla? That's what I think the Meiri means when he says V'sugi Muchachas D'lo Ka'arif. So Rav Osser, what we want to do today is we want to put the Pnei Yehoshua on the back burners, even though, again, I was so tzufriden with the Pnei Yehoshua. I was dancing on cloud nine when I read the Pnei Yehoshua. And we want to pick up the Chasam Sofer. Now, you have to decide, Rav Osser. We'll take a very quick democratic vote here. Do you want to go through the whole Chasam Sofer? That'll take us about an hour. I mean, the brilliance of the Chasam Sofer here is mind-boggling. Or do you want like a kind of a shortened version of the Chasam Sofer? Well, first, let's find the page, okay? The page for the Chasam Sofer, it should say, just 1 second, what number on the top? Tzadi. You have the photocopy?
Tzadi.
Oh, very good. So let's look for page Tzadi. Let's see if I can find page Tzadi. You know, I until we bind this, hopefully next week we'll have a bound copy. Where is it? Okay, good. Page Tzadi. That's it. That's because I keep. Okay. So we'll play it by ear. We'll see how it goes. Again, Rabbi, I have to apologize to you. For some reason, the air conditioning is not kicking in. Am I right? It's kind of a little warm in here.
That's close. That's problem number one.
Yes. So we, if anybody knows how to, you know, I don't like to ask anybody, but I always hint to what I want to get to and see if anybody will jump and volunteer to do. That's my diplomatic style. I mean, the window is open, at least that much, right? So we can see the air. We don't feel the air, but we see it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
just lift it up. There you go.
Yeah.
Ain't anything coming out?
Yeah.
Ah, that means the air conditioning is on, just the vent was closed. All right, Chica. Tiska Lemitzis. Okay. So first he starts with the Pnei Yoshua's kasha. Why does Rashi say Kofsa Zokik La? And we have to disqualify, according to Rav Huna, all these oils for Hanukkah because of, says Rashi, Shema Yifsha. Why not just say Shema Yishkach? You know, maybe he's so fanumit, he's so fatult, he's going to work, and he forgets about the fact that he really has to stand, as the Beis Halevi points out, l'takna, he has to stand over the, hover over the mother, like the mother over the nest, and make sure that the light doesn't go out, especially in talking about its inferior quality oils. So for some reason, Rashi is compelled to say Shema Yifsha, and that was the whole Pnei Yoshua, which we tried to work out. We still have a couple of glitches. Vehine, Hatur Kosav, Dimadlikim B'Shabbos, V'lo Chayshinen Shema Yichbe, V'yachzor V'yadlikem. Now again, the Rif has a minus sign before the brackets, but let's forget about the minus sign when he says Lo Chayshinen. Let's talk about Chayshinen here. What new idea all of a sudden emerges on the horizon from this tour? Something that I don't know about you, but I never would have even dreamt of such a thing. Right? Take again, bracket the word velo for a second. Just read the words Chayshinon Shem Yichbe V'Yachzor V'Yadlikena.
Can we light it on Shabbos?
On Shabbos, you know, you and I would probably say, what kind of an amoritz? Because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, we worried about. He's such a gevaldiger amoritz that he's going to light the Ner Chanukah on Shabbos. Shemu Shomayim. Like, what? Who fits that profile? So the Sam Sofer says that, yes, that's the way the halacha operates. And I'll prove it to you. The famous Gzeirah D'Rabba. What is the man doing on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos? He's blowing the shofar. Where's the shofar? Oh. We're afraid, says Rabbah, it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. He's going to carry it out to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or back and forth, whatever it is. Shem Yavi Ren Adalat Amos, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So you see that sometimes a person is so involved and dedicated, obsessed, if you will, with a mitzvah that he might forget about Shabbos. Or maybe he doesn't know about Shabbos. But let's say he will forget about Shabbos. Let's just say it that way. I don't understand why. I don't know why the Sam Sofer had to stretch his arm out to Gzeirah D'Rabba, which applies with regard to lulav on Shabbos, regards to shofar on Shabbos. We'll see it applies in Megillah that we don't, you know, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos and so forth. I would have just quoted the halacha right here in Bamei Madlikin of Shemen Sreifa. The Gemara says that you cannot use Shemen Sreifa for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Why not? Shemen Sreifa is mutar bar noa, so I could have all the benefits and shalom bayis that I want to have. But the answer is, the Gemara says, because it's a mitzvah sreifa, and he's so involved in the mitzvah sreifa, they'll forget it Shabbos. I don't know why the Chassam Sofer didn't quote that halacha, but in any event, you see clearly that there is such an entity that we should say Chayshinon Shem Yadlikena b'Shabbos. So he says, L'chora tzorech iron came my time of minole, the time of the Rafuna, mishum heter tashmish v'shema yate. Now the Gemara builds on Rafuna the principle of mutal ishtamish liora. Forget about mutal ishtamish liora. Dilma v'Shabbos asur. Maybe the reason why Rafuna precludes these inferior oils on Shabbos is because shema yadlikena. Maybe because of the mitzvah, you know, like the case of Shemen Truma, Shemen Sreifa, where he's standing over in Shemen Yavir with an ayin, right? Yavir, he might violate Malachas Havara. Here too, he might violate Malachas Havara because he's so dedicated, he's so zealous about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So,
fahitz.
What do you say, Harvey?
Fahitz.
Fahitzed, excellent. He's so fahitzed. I'm also fahitzed. I mean, but now that the air conditioning is working, we. So
Whiteman, they wouldn't assume that when you, first of all, when you talk about the Tachanas Rabbah, except for Megillah, we're talking about a Dioraisi of shofar. and will have a little, at least for basic mikdash. So you might think that it's an esed doka loisase, and therefore he would like.
Correct.
But he wouldn't do such a thing for Ner Chanukah because Ner Chanukah is derabbanan.
Well, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah might be derabbanan, but still, even for a mitzvah derabbanan, the Rif admits that logically he might come to violate Shabbos because inadvertently he's not thinking. You know, he's so orangutan in the mitzvah. Oh, it slips his mind. It's Shabbos. How could I? But he's like the Gemara has in the Masechta Krisus and another Masechta, what we call Torah Bidvar Mitzvah, that he might violate Shabbos because he's involved in a mitzvah.
So the Gemara
has it. So again, the Rif accepts the possibility that he might violate the Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Memela asks the Chasam Sofer, how does the Gemara justify concluding from Rav Huna that Rav Huna prohibits these inferior candles on Leil Shabbos? Must mean that Mutter Lishtamish Liora. No, it has nothing to do with Mutter Lishtamish Liora. There's a separate, independent Gzera, right? Right, forget about Shemiyata. Like, for example, in Shemit Sreifa, we said it's a superior quality oil. There's no Shemiyata, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to use it on Erev Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Sreifas. Here, too, since we have a mitzvah of Kavsa Zakuk law, is Memela, but it has nothing to do with Mutter Lishtamish Liora. Even if I were to grant you that also Lishtamish Liora played the devil's advocate, nevertheless, it would still be also on Shabbos, not because of Shemiyata, but because of Shemiyadlikena. And the Rif himself recognizes, acknowledges the possibility of Shemi Yadli Kena. So if you fast forward a little bit, he says, Hanirali Devadai Lemeches Shemi Yasov Yadli Kena. He says, you know why the Gemara completely excludes and ignores the possibility of Shemi Yasov Yadli Kena? Hainu Mishum Dechavivale Mitzvah Tuva. The Aidi the Chavirale Yishkach Shu Shabbos Viad Kenu Kmoshe Gozu Shemi Avirenu etc. Dalad Amos Mishas Rabbi Kelsi Mitzvahs. So the Chasam Sofer breaks new ground here, and he says the following: there are two categories of mitzvahs. There's one category of a mitzvah which is cut and dry, the Torah mechanically have to fulfill the mitzvah, and there's another category of a mitzvah which is Chavivale. It has a special embed. He cherishes the mitzvah. Now comes along the Chasam Sofer, and he says that if you check the mitzvahs which lend themselves to the chashash of Shema Yavirenu, was that they might, the Tokedei, the mitzvah, he might get so orangutan, so involved in the mitzvah, he might violate the Shabbos. You'll see those mitzvahs come under the category of chavivole. So he says the following: Aidi the chavivole, once it's so chaviv, it's like given over to the mitzvah. By the way, in what context does Gemara use that concept, that category called chavivole? Anybody remember? Trei koli lo mishtamore. You remember, usually you can't hear two voices at the same time. But Gemara says that in certain mitzvahs, because chavivole, you'll be able to hear two, somehow you can discern the difference between this voice and the other. There's nothing to do with it. Megillah, for example, the Gemara calls Chavivale. You have to know exactly what Chavivale is. A category. Oh, so he wants to suggest that there is no principle of Chavivale here, and therefore we're not going to be Choshe Shema Yishkach Shem Shabbos V'Yadli Kenu V'Shabbos, and therefore the only possibility as to why who we talk about now, Rav Huna, right? Did I get that right? Why Rav Huna would outlaw these shmonim on Leil Shabbos? It must be because Mutal Shabbos Yom, and we're back to Shema Yat. Oh. He says, "Umishum Hachi E Eino Zakek La V'Su Lo Chayshin Shadli Ken B'Shabbos." If we've excluded both possibilities, number one, we don't have Kofsa Zakek La, right? He's arguing from the other position to try to prove that Rav Huna in fact holds Kofsa Zakek La, but E Kofsa Ain Zakek La, so he's not required to rekindle the light. So therefore on Shabbos there's no problem. And then you'll ask me, well, what about another problem? Maybe he'll inadvertently relight the candles. He says, Kevan Shekfar Ovra Mitzvah Sovikima is Kfar Kiyam Chavivusa Dagloka.
Okay, you have to work out the Ksam Sof, but he's saying the following. Again, there are a lot of little points here that I'm skipping over, but he wants to say that even if I grant you that there is some element of Chavivus to Ner Chanukah, that's only before you fulfill the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Now, you're talking about Kovsa Zokik Law. Here, Chavivus of the mitzvah would not kick in, and therefore there's no Chashash of Shema Yadlikeno. What you're left with is a Chashash of Shema Yate, but since we're holding that kovsa, that on Shabbos he won't light it, so therefore there's no chashash of since mutal ishtavish liora, I meant to say, since mutal ishtavish liora, therefore we have to assume that Shemiyata kicks in.
But that's some sort of reading this into Rav Huna. Maybe Rav Huna doesn't agree with that. Maybe he doesn't agree with Chavivus is done once he...
Right, that's the next paragraph. Because in the next paragraph, he wants to know whether or not Chavivusa would kick in, and now we can recognize the possibility of Shem Yadliketa B'Shabbos. So he wants to suggest the following. I'm telling you, the logistical, mathematical brilliance here is overwhelming. You know, and I want to say this to you, Rabbi Osei, the older I get, the more I'm disposed from the Ksam Sof in every single way. If there's one goal I wish I could have met in my lifetime, it would be the Ksam Sof. Again, he wasn't a very, you know, left-wing type of guy. You know, today he wouldn't be politically correct. he fought the reform movement tooth and nail, and Chodesh Osim and Torah. But it's unbelievable, Chassam Sof. The mind, genius mind. And not only in Halacha, but also in Hashkaf. So watch his brilliance. He wants to say the following. This whole issue of Chavivalei Mitzvah with regard to Chanukah has a barometer. What do I mean by a barometer? There's a way that I can determine whether you, Yaakov, or you, Moshele, fit into the category of Chavivale or not Chavivale. There's a subjective categorization of yes Chavivale or no Chavivale with regard to Ner Chanukah.
Which oil does he use?
Well, I'm not sure about which oil, that's also a question, but how many candles is he lighting? Do you follow what I'm saying? So he says the following. He says that it all depends whether or not he fits into the category of Mahadru, and Kol Shkein if he's Mahadru, Mina Mahadru. He says the following. Devadai HaMahadrin the Mosifim Neros, Yoser Alachiru, because Neri Shubesa, that's the Sugya Mitzvah we'll cover next week. So then for sure, Hani Vadai Lo Poshu, Ubahani Shayach Aidi Dechaviv. He wants to say the following, that there's a paradox here. There are two possible chashashas. There's one possible chashash that he won't rekindle the light. And there's another chashash that maybe he'll rekindle the light even on Shabbos. So again, you have two issues. One issue is relevant to Chol, and the question is whether he'll stand up to the plate and fulfill the requirement of Kovsa Zokik, because here we want to know Shema Yifsha, or he won't be Poshea. And then you have another issue on Leil Shabbos of Shema Yadlikena, and that hinges on whether it's Chavivale, it'll get so orangutan in the mitzvah that he might inadvertently forget that it's Shabbos and he'll light the candles on Shabbos. So the Ksam Sof postulates the following. He says, if you fit into the category of Mahadrin, then for sure you don't have Lo Poshu, you don't have Lakshash Shema Yivsha, because how can he be a Poshea if he's not only Mekayim the Mitzvah of Chanukah, but even goes beyond the Mitzvah of Chanukah. On the other hand, he says, regarding this individual, we can introduce Aydi the Chavivale. In other words, we're not going to categorize... We're not going to ask the question, how do you categorize essentially the mitzvah of Hanukkah? Is it Chavivale or is it not? No. It really depends who you are. If you fit into the category of Mahadrin, then we assume that the very fact that you went beyond the letter of the law means that for you, Hanukkah is Chavivale. And therefore, we have to worry about the possibility of Dilma Yadlikena B'Leil Shabbos. We're not going to worry about the possibility of Dilma Pasha. The Omnom. Now look, here he takes a giant step out to outer space. He says, Stam b'nei Adam. You know, he's not talking to us. He's not talking to our generation.
we're all into the Mahadran, you know, and so forth and so on. So if I were raising money for the Telzi Yeshiva and I sent you 8 candles, right, you would probably put, you know, 2 cents into the self-addressed envelope and send it back to Cleveland, right? Because 8 candles will suffice for the Iker Mitzvah of Nerish Beso, but it's not going to suffice for me because I'm a big shot. For me, it's a Mitzvah Chavivli, I want to be Mekayim the Mahaji. So he says, B'stam v'nei Adam, She'enam rotzim lios me'amahadrin. It's a Pella, right? That he's maybe back in, I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe, you know, oil was very expensive in those days.
Well, if you travel, and then sometimes you...
Right, if you're traveling, right? You're lucky if you get to light one candle. Right?
When something gets lost, then...
Okay, so he says, V'ha'kamon lo chavivale. He's proven in front of us that he doesn't fit into the category of chavivale. He says lahani for those regular people stambnei odom chayshinan dilma asi lemifsha. Because again, what was the mechanism that he was working? The mechanics is that if you fit into the category of ner ishu based on the ikar mitzvah and you're not mahad there, then we might have a chashash of dilma pasha. So for such a person, your average person, we have dilma pasha, and that's exactly what Rav Huna is worried about. He's worried about dilma pasha, and if he's worried about dilma pasha, then it must be the Kavsa Zakakla. Now you want to prove that Mutal Ishtabish Li Ora, which means all of a sudden you're jumping to Shemayata. What happened with Shemayad Li Kena? The answer is there's no Chavivus. Why is there no Chavivus? Because if he fits in the category of Dilma Pasha, that's why we excluded these candles the rest of the week. It must be that he's not a Mahadar Esam Mitzvah. If he's not a Mahadar Esam Mitzvah, then he's not going to be so dedicated to the Mitzvah and so Chavim that he'll be so obsessed he might forget it's Shabbos. So then why did Rav Huna exclude these candles on Leil Shabbos? It must be that he holds Mutal Ishtabish Li Ora and there's Gzeir Shemayat. Wow. I mean, the mathematics here is very impressive. He says, let's just fast forward to the next paragraph. Again, there's another hour's work here in the balance of the first paragraph. But, Umayushav Nami Harif Veharash Depasku Kirav Verab Yochanan Lekamon Demadlikin Bipsilos, right, to these inferior Psilos, Bein Bechol Bein Beshavis Vekosvu. And here's where the riff comes in. The Rush copies the riff. To me, the Matlakir B'Shavis, Shmami no Kovsa ain't Zakikla. And we saw the Meiri and then the Ramban before the Meiri, they all asked the Kasha. Why did the riff quote the Halach of Shavis in order to prove that Kovsa ain't Zakikla? Why didn't he prove it from the Chol? V'lo Chichu Kemikol. He quotes the Pnei Yoshua. Fine. Just sorry. Ulahanal Micha, if you could skip fast forward about 3-4 lines. The Bishlamer of Rav Chizda. Where am I? The Bishlamer of Chizda Koi Ad Rav Huna. For Rav Huna de Chayesh Lashema Yifshe. So again, why was Rav Huna Choshesh for Shema Yifshe? Who would be a Poshea? A person who's Mahader is a mitzvah? He wouldn't be a Poshea. He'll make sure he'll go out of his way and extend himself to guarantee that he fulfills the mitzvah. I mean, he adds to the candles beyond the chiyu, so he's not going to be poshea. So if Huna is going with Shema Yifsha, he must be talking lo mei mahadrin. He's addressing the case of your stam b'nei adam who are not mahadrin. If it was a chashash of dilma yifsha. Ubehani, regarding this whole category, this group of the population. Svara Krova Vechashosha Gedolahi Shema Yifsha. The Alayu on this Hechetimtza, in other words, the category of the Stambere Adam who are not Mahadra Samitz, for Koi Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda, I mean, if Rav Chizda is talking to, because Rav Chizda is a contemporary of Rav Huna, like all of the Shas, and some of my folks stream Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda is talking to Rav Huna, he's saying to Rav Huna, yes, there is. I'm sorry. He's saying to Rav Huna that even though he's stam b'nei adam and there's no special chavivus of the mitzvah, he's not ma'adar es ha-mitzvah, nevertheless, there's no chashash of Shema Yifsha. He wants to guarantee the main the main mitzvah is fulfilled because that's what he wants. He wants the Ikar mitzvah. And if it goes out, we hold Kavsa Zakikla. There's no Kshash of Shemi Yivsha. Now, if there's no Kshash of Shemi Yivsha, let's allow the use of even inferior oil. So Rav Chisda, also in this very same Mitzius, who holds Madlikin Bechol, Shmamina Kavsa, Eno Zakikla. Okay, so let's go over this. Rav Huna holds Kavsa Zakikla, and he's Choshesh v'Shem Yivsha. Why? Because we're dealing with the basic mitzvah, the guy who's not a Maharas mitzvah. Comes along Rav Chisda, he says, even the fellow who's not Maharas mitzvah, he has no, there's no Kshash of Dilma Yivsha. All this is before Rav. Now we get to Rav. Now watch this move of the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer says that Rav is not discussing Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. Rav is a generation before Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. Again, the historians here in the audience will tell me exactly how many years Rav was before Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. I don't know. Maybe 50 years, I don't know. So Rav, he says the following. Avol Rav, the Omer, Milsa Biape Nafshe. Historically, he came before Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. I think that's what the Chsam Sofer means. But in any event, he's not addressing the same mitzvahs necessarily as Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. So when we get to Rav, we're free to understand Rav as a floating entity. If Rav was only addressing the case of Chol, and he's allowing the inferior oils on the Chol of Chanukah, Hava Amina, I would have thought the Mairi Meha Mahadrin. Now again, if you're Mahadir, then there's no Chash of Shema Yivsha. If you're not from the Mahadrin, then it's Machlokas Shin Rav Huna Rav Chisda, whether or not we should have a Chash. We do have a Chash, or we don't have a Chash of Shema Yivsha. But with regard to the Mahadrin, there's no Chash of Shema Yivsha. But what Chash could we have on both sides if he's from the Mahadrin? Since he's proven that it's Kavimule, Shema Yasam Yad Likena. We should Machi Lo Chash of Shema Yivsha, Uli Olam. Zakakla. No, so I could say that what? That Rav also agrees that Kavsa Zakakla. You'll ask me, why did Rav allow for the inferior Shmonim? Because he was addressing which group of the population? The Mahadrin. If there's a Mahadrin, there's no Kshash and Dilma Yivsha. If there's no Kshash and Dilma Yivsha, so he'll rekindle it if it goes out. So you might as well allow him to use the inferior handles.
So why would
Avol, just give me 1 second to see if I can get the mathematics. Avol midamakir b'Shabbos. Now watch what happens on Shabbos. Im kei monavsha. No matter what category you fit into, you've got a problem with the inferior oils of Shabbos. Why? Even Mishaena Mahadir, if you're going to tell me we're going to be Mekil for Mishaena Mahadir, well, what about Shema Yivsha? Because Rav also agrees to Shema Yivsha in fundamental principle with regard to those who are not Mahadir or some mitzvah. The Eve and Mahadir, now we have another Chash. Forget about Dilma Yivsha if he's a Mahadir, he's excluded from Dilma Yivsha. Hadalil Mecha Shema Yadlik. You know, he's going to get so ragaton in the mitzvah, there'll be Madlik. Muchach demimonavshach kavsa ein zakikla. There's no way, no how, says the Rif, the way that Chsam Sofer interprets the Rif, that you can maintain that kavsa zakikla, and yet you're allowed to use this on Leil Shabbos, because demimonavshach. If you're talking about your average run-of-the-mill person who's not a Mahadir, then we have to have a chash of what? Dilma Pasha. And if you're talking about the Mahadir, then we have to have a chash of Dilma Yadlik. The only way you can possibly justify Rav's allowing Hadlaka on Leil Shabbos if you hold that Kavsa ain't Zakik La. If you were to try to prove Rav from what? From the fact that Rav says you're allowed to use these oils on Chol, who says? That doesn't mean that Kavsa ain't Zakikla. It could be Kavsa Zakikla, but even though Kavsa Zakikla, there's no Shasha Dilma Yivsha if he's a Mahadir, and if he's not a Mahadir, so then what difference does it make? So we might have Shach here in a bond. But you can prove that Kavsa al Karchach ain't on Zakikla from the fact that Rav allows you on Leil Shabbos to be Mahadir, because no matter how you slice the cakes, you're in trouble. If you hold Kavsa Zakikla, there's no way that we can allow use of this oil for Chanukah on Leil Shabbos, because either he's not a Mahadir, and then you have a chash of what? Of Dilma Pasha. Or he's a Mahadir, and then you have a chash of what? Dilma Shema Yadlik. So how could Rav justify allowing using these inferior oils on Leil Shabbos of Hanukkah must be that he holds Kavsa Ein Zokeh Klum.
Just a sidebar, why would this person use the questionable oils if he was a Mahadir?
Because he's holding the Mimon of Shach. If it doesn't go out and it's the, you know, he played Russian roulette and he won and he got lucky and sure enough, bingo, it didn't go out, then for sure he fulfills the mitzvah. Ella what? You're going to tell me maybe it's going to go out? He's standing over the, he's hovering over the candles to make sure it doesn't go out, and if he sees it starts flickering, he tilts the oil or he adds oil, whatever he has to do to fix it up. So he has perfect, shall I say, 100% reliance. He feels absolutely comfortable about using these oils because he knows that the Marashach is going to be able to be a kind of mitzvah.
Not on Shabbos.
On Shabbos is a different story. But at least as far as Chol is concerned, we have no problem. So he's going to go ahead, if he's a Mahadur, he's going to use these inferior oils. So Rav says that's okay. Why? There's no Chash of Shema Yadli Kedekos, it's during the week. Elawad, it's going to be a Chash of Shema Yivsha, and that we don't have because he's a Mahadur. So he's going to guarantee that he stands there. Or maybe he'll set up a Shliach. I don't know who he's going to appoint to supervise the Neros. So Miman of Shach, it should be okay.
Yeah, but
wait, just 1 second. I just want to go over the math one more time. Miman of Shach, it's going to be okay if Rav holds that what? That Kavsa ain't Zakuk La. Correct? Oh, so if that be the case. Oh, so I'm sorry. It's very important that I finish the mathematics, right? So let's say that Kavsa Zakuk La. Right? 1 second. If I hold that Kavsa Zakuk La. I'm sorry. I had it a second ago, but I lost it. If I hold the kofsa zokeklon, then what are you going to tell me? How could Rav allow you to use these oils on what? On chol? Ah, so that's where the Chasam Sofer says that we're talking about what? The Mahadrin. But again, this is all based on the Chasam Sofer's assumption that Rav is Milsa B'Yafei Nafshe is concerned, meaning that whereas both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda were addressing Stam B'nei Odomor, not Mahadrin, but Rav is Milsa B'Yafei Nafshe. So Rav is not talking about the Stam B'nei Odomor, he's talking about a Mahadrin. And Rav says, you're allowed to use these candles, which are inferior, during the week of Chanukah. That doesn't prove the Kofsa Zakikla. I'm sorry, the Kofsa ain't Zakikla. It could be the Kofsa Zakikla. But as we said before, since he's a Mahadur Sam Mitzvah, he'll guarantee that in an event that it flickers or it goes out, he will rekindle it. So you have no proof from the fact that Rav holds that during the week you can use these candles, even though Rav might very well hold Kofsa Zakikla. Oh, but now we get to Shabbos, and now we're in deep trouble. How could Rav possibly allow using these candles on Shabbos? And he says, let's go over the riff one more time, the last few lines. I'm sorry, the Chasam Sofer, the last few lines. He says, Avol mida matir b'Shabbos. This is his analysis of the riff in Kemi Manifshach. Even Misha Eino Mahadir. How can he allow it on Leil Shabbos? Havi Leil Mechash Bechol. Then on Chol, he should be Choshesh for Shema Yafsha. The only reason why we were, if you hold Kofsa Zakikla, the only reason we allowed it during the week was only because we were talking about Mahadrin. So there's no way you can tell me that Rav is talking about Misha Eino Mahadir Samitz, because then he would have to assume Dilma Yifsha and he would have passed these oils during the week. Oh, so now we have another position, and that's the only possibility left. Rav must be holding that we're addressing the case of Mahadrin. That's why during Chol he allows it, and he's machshir it because there's no chash of Dilma Yifsha. Now, if we're talking about Mahadrin, then how could we allow the Mahadrin for whom? Is that correct English? Right, for whom? The status of Ner Chanukah, they prove that, is Chavivaleh. Chavivaleh Mechish B'Shav Shema Yadlik, based on the Rif. I'm sorry, based on the tour, I meant to say. Muchach mi marvshach de kavsa ein zakikla. So again, if we only had the halach of chol, we could have said that Rabbi's talking about the mahadrin. And if he's talking about mahadrin, there's no dilmi of shabbat liolam kavsa zakikla. The only way I could prove to you that Rav holds that kavsa ein zakikla is from the fact that he's matir on Shabbos. Because if you're going to tell me he's talking, he's addressing the case of someone who's not mahadir, he's the stamadi on the mishnah ishu beso guy, then during chol he should have possibly because shabbat liolam. So it must be al kach. We have no choice that Rav is addressing the case of what? Of Mahajan. If Rav is addressing the case of Mahajan, then we have another chashash on Shabbos. Namely what? Dilma Yadli Kena. Mitoch Havivale Dilma Yadli Kena. Are you sweating as I am? Well, you're not wearing a jacket,
really,
so...
It's really cool outside here, and it's quiet. Just letting you know.
Okay. I need four walls. I don't know. It's a psychological...
About that. Why did some cipher decide to make the criteria...
Wait, excuse me, Alan. Just one second. Wait, I need someone... Okay, it's good. I think we're okay. Because his aid is coming at 1:15, and we're in deep trouble if he gets lost before 1:15. Okay.
I wonder why there's some cipher.
I can't begin to tell you what's going on here.
Why did he pick the criteria of whether you just used the basic one candle or you
Mahadir?
Why didn't he say obviously somebody that is Chavivale would never use these questionable oils in the first place?
Yes, that's what you asked me before. So I suggested the following: that if we hold that a person who's Chavivale is going to go all out as far as he can to embellish and beautify, to be guaranteed the best mitzvah possible, then even though he's using a different oil, it doesn't matter. Because mimonavshach, if the oil doesn't go out, then he's mekayim the mitzvah bidura. And if the oil does go out, he's standing there hovering over the oil, so he'll definitely take it on. You know, he'll grab the bull by the horns to guarantee that he's going to fulfill the mitzvah.
Except that we stock on Shabbos.
On Shabbos we're in deep trouble. Why? Because he's such a chavimale. See, the brilliance here of the Chassam Sofer, there are many different brilliant points here, but to my mind, what's brilliant here is to take the concept of chavimale and make it from an objective absolute into a relative concept. And maybe that's why you and I might be a little hesitant to accept this breakthrough of the Chassam Sofer. I would have thought that every mitzvah has to fit into one of two categories. Either it's chavivale, it's no chavivale.
Yeah, but I think the chavivale...
He's saying that chavivale depends upon you, and you, and you, and me. You know, if I have to prove myself vis-a-vis this mitzvah, again, maybe there are other mitzvahs where it's objective, but at least in the case of Ner Chanukah, then I have to prove myself to fit into this category of chavivale. Now, who cares whether it's chavivale? What difference does it make? I mean, that's a personal decision. You know, you want to decide that Chanukah is chavivale. So the answer is, it has a tremendous impact on the halacha of Dilma Yadli Kena, which I thought, you know, when I first saw this, I said, what is the man batting about? You're talking about such an amoretz that for the sake of the mitzvah of Chanukah, he's going to violate Shabbos? The answer is that he's so involved in the mitzvah of Chanukah because it's so chavivale, he's so obsessed that he doesn't work with a full deck, and he puts in the back of his mind the fact that it's Shabbos. I was once listening to a shir. I was in a place called, I don't know if you ever heard of Calgary. So I was listening to a shir, and I was looking for a pencil. I mean, it was crazy. It was such a gewaldige shir that I heard. I don't know if you know Rabbi Miller, who the Rav from Pittsburgh, who now is the Rav in Calgary. And it was unbelievable. I started looking for a pencil. I got to write this down. Then I realized it's Shabbos. Yeah. Little technical problem.
Rabbi, there's two possibilities here.
The true story.
One is...
Give me a pencil.
What is the reason that there was some surfer pick what he did for the criteria? Is because, in generally speaking, the fact is that probably that the regular oil, the good oil, is not so much benimsa at all. because yeah,
maybe that was nobody.
Why would anybody use one something like that? He didn't have to be a big tzaddik.
Right.
You would use something like
right. that. And the list of inferior oils, by the way, if you learn and if you read Balei Madlik with an English translation on Leil Shabbos, it's a very, very long list.
Yeah, but on the other hand,
Shevet Zayis wasn't so matsui, you know.
But on the
today,
other
hand, on the everybody's lying with Shevet Zayis.
On the other hand, is that to choose more than one candle, that's already going into your pocket. Definitely with the intent right. to be mahadir.
Correct.
The other possibility is
correct. That's a proof that he has a tremendous, you know, mesiris nefesh for the mitzvah of chana.
Now the other possibility is on Shabbos when we were talking about Shabbos where he runs into trouble, where here's somebody who is mahadir, and how does he come to make such a mistake like that? Perhaps he's talking about because on Shabbos only one of the candles went out. And he wanted to be Mekayim according to the Hidura, and he shouldn't have done that because that's a real Kosher, because he would have been Yotze with less than that. So even Rashi would understand.
Right. You have to learn the Sugi Krisis about Osik Bevitzah, whether you be Chayav Achatos or not.
Right.
So I'm also we'll up to the, yeah. Go ahead, Yechiel. No, I just want everybody to get on the right page, and then Yechiel, the floor is yours. Does everybody have a Sfas Emes? Okay. What number should it say on the page?
Just help me out.
Kuf Lamentes. So give me a second, Yechiel, and then your floor is yours. I just want. Oh, okay.
I just say the Samsov is making an assumption here.
Yeah.
I won't call it a leap because you've accepted it wholeheartedly. But
well, I don't know.
That someone who is a Mahader might be so involved in the mitzvah they might have. But that's assuming that the Yidur is itself a mitzvah. Meaning, and I don't know the answer to the article, but in Harei Kedem, Rav Soloveitchik has a piece on whether or not the Hidur mitzvah, i.e. candle 2, 3, 4, 5, past candle 1,
right,
is actually a mitzvah, or it's just Kezev Kelev. Would I make a bracha on it?
Yeah, it
might not actually be part of the mitzvah at all. It's maybe Zek Kelev Yameh. So maybe this person is a mahadah, right, but he understands the difference between a mitzvah and a Kezev
Kelev. So you feel this is, your point is, as just to make a methodological comment on it, this touches on what I call the overlap between theoretical or conceptual learning and pragmatic psychological learning. In other words, you and I can declare, where does Hidur mitzvah fill in? Is it part of the mitzvah? Is it independent? You know, famous Brisker Rabbin that sits in Chain of Akvinus Hamila. But I don't know in psychological terms whether or not that's relevant. Meaning, I don't have to, you know, this analysis is not necessarily relevant to whether or not he might be tempted inadvertently to light the candle even on Shabbos, because it's Chavivus, whether he knows this side of the Chakir or that side of the Chakir.
Right.
You know, you have to sort of weave out the difference between Lomdus and Chashoshos to Rabbon. So now, Rabbos, we're up to the Sfas Emes. Okay, you should have Kuf Lamentes on the top left, if you have that page. Ayin Berif. Shahokhiach the Kofsa Ein Zokik Lo, Midam Adlakinim B'yom HaShabbos, V'kosha Mai Lo Hochiach Michol.
Where are we starting?
Wait a minute. Are we on the right page? Maybe I have the wrong page. It should say Kuflam and Tes.
Where
are you starting? I am Berif. Kosova, I should have read the name of the Dibra
Maskel.
Sorry, that was my mistake. Kosova, Kovsa, Ein Zokikla. I am Berif, etc., etc. Venire, Vikashi says, I'm sorry. Milo Chicho Michol. You know, we work so hard to come up with this cash in the Meiri with 10 lines, and he says it in 5 words. Vikasha Milo Chicho Michol Michol. Okay. So again, Rabosai, it depends on how much time we have, but just if I don't finish this class, I'll be an unhappy camper. So let's skip towards the end of this paragraph, this very, very same first paragraph. If you count up from the bottom of the paragraph, 4 lines. The first word of the line is Mishenemar. Do you have such a word? So the end of that line is Gam Nira Lomar. Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah? Three and a half lines.
Okay. This next 3 lines, which you could read and superficially understand, that I have my intuitive sense there's a tremendous amount of deep lumpness here in these 3 lines. You could read it on a very superficial level and just go on.
but I think we kedai lehitakev. He says the following. Nira Lomar, again, until this point he suggests a pshat, which again, maybe we'll have time, but I'm more interested in this one. He says, the kavanas harif lohochiach. Okay. Now, underline the next sentence. The af mitzvah leka klal lachzar ulahadik. Now, watch this. Says this fasenus, ein ochinam. There's no question about it that the Rif is on board with Rashi and all the other Mefarshim, that we could prove from Rav that Kovsa ein Zakakla from Chol. That was his original kasha, and we would accept that premise. The fact that Rav would allow you to use these inferior oils during the week must be that Kovsa ein Zakakla. Okay? That's clear. Oh, comes along this Fasemes, and he says the following. But maybe even though Kovsa ain't Zakakla, he should light it again. And this is what the Rif is battling with here. Notice the Rif wants to use Rav, as we'll soon see in a second, and somehow derive from Rav that the following conclusion, the following definition is incorrect. What's the definition? That even if Kovsa ain't Zakakla, light it again. But what does that mean? It's endless mashmaut. It's meaningless. Can you say it in brisker terms, if you don't mind, in this case? Again, this Fasemis was not a brisker, far from it. But here, I think what lies under the surface is a tzvei dinim, a real Reb Chaim brisker. There's one cue called Maisa Adloka, and there's an additional cue called Ner Dolak. I mean, that's what you mean by Persumidis. I'm just saying it in different words here. In other words, there are two ways of learning Kovsa Ein Zakakla, and that's what the Rif is battling. One way of learning Kovsa Ein Zakakla is to say, you fulfill the mitzvah, anything you do beyond that is totally meaningless. What should I say? It's like a person who would eat a meal, he would bench, and then he'd decide to bench again. Again, there are issues here with Hotzah Shem Levatol, but I'm saying, we don't do mitzvahs twice. A man ate a kezayis matzah, and now he says, I'm going to eat another kezayis matzah. Shkayach. Mm-hmm. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah? That's one way of learning kovsa. Ein zok. But, says this Fasemis, is another way, a halamina, salkatat chamina, of learning kovsa. Ein zokakla. You were makayim mechova. You lit the candles. Maisad lok. It went out. Machnash lois, you were makayim the mitzvah. But you forfeit another key. And that other key is Ner Dolak.
Why can't you learn the words Kosa Zokakla? But the reason why you Zokakla is it's not for the Maisa Mitzvah, because that's Mekai, but it's for the extra key of Hard Book.
So again, we're in the Havamina. In the Havamina of the Sfas Emes, which he claims is the Havamina of the Rif, what we're saying is that Kosa Zokakla means that if you don't rekindle the lamp, you forfeit the entire Mitzvah. But Kovsa Ein Zakakla means that you don't forfeit the entire mitzvah, you forfeit the key of what? Maisad Loka, but you still have the opportunity of salvaging Chach, the key of. I'm sorry, let me say it again. Let me say it one more time. But there's another way of learning Kovsa Ein Zakakla. That for sure you have fulfilled the mitzvah. Again, as opposed to Kovsa Zakakla, Kovsa Ein Zakakla. I'm sorry if I missed. Kovsa Ein Zakakla means for sure you have obtained the mitzvah. And if you go back to sleep, you're fine. We're not going to wake you up in the middle of your sleep because you were mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're awake and you come to ask the rabbi, what should I do? The wind blew out my candle. We're going to tell you to relight the candle. Why? Because we'd like you to obtain, if all possible, an additional key of a Ner Dolak. And now we don't know. We really don't know what Kovsa Ein Zakakla means. Says the Sfas Emes. That's pshat in the Rif. The Rif wants to prove that Kovsa Ein Zakakla is the extreme Kovsa Ein Zakakla, which I call the Pshuto Shemikra, which means that the mitzvah is Maisad Laka. You already ate your kezayis matzah. It's pointless to eat another kezayis. You already fulfilled your mitzvah hadlokas ner Chanukah. It's pointless to light the candle. I mean, you want to light candles, but there's no halachic significance or status to that hadlokah. Comes along the riff and he says, "I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove to you that it's pointless. It's an exercise of futility to relight the candle after it went out." That's what the riff wants to prove. He can't prove from Chol, because on Chol I could always say Kav saying Zokas law, but go ahead and light it again. He says that Kavonis HaRif Lochiach the Af Mitzvah Leka Klal Lachzer Lahadlik Leka Klal Lachzer. It's meaningless. Do you locate if you're going to tell me that there's an extra kiyum? Is Akati Shaykh Lesser B'Shabes Mishum Shemayate L'Takna?
Lesser B'Shabes what?
That we should that Rav should have admitted that although you can use these inferior oils on the week, they don't use them on Shabbos. Why? Because it's the Shemiyata. Now you'll ask me, why Shemiyata? Why would he be Mata? After all, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. He fulfilled the Kavsa Ein Zakikla aspect of the Mitzvah. Name. But even though Kavsa Ein Zakikla, you still have the opportunity of what? Of obtaining the Kiyum of Ner Doluk? That's why there should be a Shemayata, says the Sfasemis. And yet Rav says, there's no problem on Lil Shabbos. What happened to Shemayata? The Teretz is because Kavsa Ein Zokikla means that it's meaningless to relight the candle. You know, here it's the exact opposite psychology. You know, here we're assuming that the guy is a full-fledged Lamdan. You know what I'm saying? He knows that Kavsa Ein Zokikla means the extreme formulation of Kavsa Ein Zokikla. Od Yeshlomer, you see the fertile nature of the mind of the Sfasemis. He has another answer. Kavanas harif lashmienu kedas hatrumas hadesh. Now this line is going to be the introduction in Mirz Hashem to tomorrow's discussion, part of which we'll touch on now, of the trumas hadesh. So let's just say a few words about the trumas hadesh. The trumas hadesh claims. Now, one thing is simple. I mean, it's hard to argue with him, but then he goes a step further, and it's a big chiddush, that on Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah changes in its very essence. What does that mean? Even if you hold Kovsa Ein Zokikla, there is a Zman Hadlaka. And that's Zman Halakha, as we saw in the Brisa, is Misha Tishkei Chama, correct? That can't be on Shabbos. No way. So we're going to have to formulate a mitzvah to light on Erev Shabbos, before Shkia. But, Yesh Lachkar, what does that mean? Does that mean Kovsa Ein Zokikla? I can light it on Erev Shabbos. It goes out before Shkia. Now the Zman Hadlaka is Mishitishkei Chama. How far did the Chachamim go in radically changing the nature of Ner Chanukah Leil Shabbos if I hold Kavsa Zokikla? You're going to tell me, well, let's start before Shkia. Then there's no choice. Our hands are tied. So we must be Mekayim the Mitzvah as far as Mais Hadlaka is concerned before what? Before the Zman Hachiv. I mean, you want to give an extreme case, we'll talk about this Kulineta tomorrow, on the 24th of Kislev. It's the 24th of Kislev before Shkia. Has the same status as Tu B'Shvat. And now you tell me to light a candle? Oh, so we could say that with regard to Leil Shabbos, everybody agrees that Kovsa Zokikla, meaning if you catch it before Shkia. So let's say, for example, Shkia is at 5. So he lights his Ner Chanukah at 4:30. At 4:45 it goes out. He better light it again because he didn't even dip into the Zman Hadlaka. So I can accept the principle of Kavsa Ein Zokikla as long as you're within the purview of the Zman Hadlaka. Comes along the Trumas Hadesh and he says, "Nay, Kavsa Ein Zokikla is the most extreme formulation of Kavsa Ein Zokikla with regard to Leil Shabbos. Even if I would hold Kavsa Zokikla and Kolshkin if I hold Kavsa Angel, when it comes to Leil Shabbos, I can be Makayim the Mitzvah with Adlokha on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, even if it goes out at 4:45, I have another 15 minutes to light, I don't have to light because I was mekayim a mitzvah. Pili ployim. I'm mekayim a mitzvah of not only my side loka, but the ner dolok before the zman achiyuv. That's the chiddush of the Trumas Hadesh. And the Taz is going to go ballistic. How could this be possible? So that's going to be our sugya for tomorrow. Comes along the Sfas Emes, and he wants to claim that the Rif already 5 centuries before the Trumas Hadesh, I'm not a historian, you look at the math, he already anticipated this chiddush of the Trumas Hadesh. And he wants to prove the Rif, that Rav holds that Kosa Ein Zokikla, even if you're lighting before the Shas Achiv, like the Trumas Hadesh on Leil Shabbos. Od Yesh Lomer Kavonis Arif Lashmenu Kedas HaTrumas Hadesh. Again, historically, it's funny to read this long, that the Rif wants to tell you a chiddush of the Trumas Hadesh. The Trumas Hadesh was many centuries after the Rif. Probably more like, 5 centuries, maybe 6, I don't know. But a long time before. Shehevio Ha Beis Yosef, the Kavs of the Erev Shabbos Biod Yom. What does it mean, Ba'od Yom? Again, if it goes out after 5 o'clock, there's nothing to talk about. But it went out at 4:45, right? Ba'od Yom. Is Gamke Ein Zokuk L'Takna? Again, we're gonna take apart this Trumas Hadesh and, piece by piece. That's for tomorrow. But let's assume, like the Trumas Hadesh. Dimlokein, if you don't accept the Trumas Hadesh, is Litzar B'Shabbos. You have to assume that these inferior oils would certainly be prohibited on Leil Shabbos. How could Rav have gone a step further and said, even on Leil Shabbos, you're allowed to use these inferior oils? Mishum Shema Yifsha, O Shema Lo Yuchal Lahadlik Acher Kabbalas HaShabbos. He's saying that if you don't accept the Trumas Hadesh, right? Let's argue from the devil's advocate. So let's say if the person in front of me is the Taz, right? The Taz rejected the Trumas Hadesh. He says that if at 4:45 the candle goes out, 15 minutes before Shkia Leil Shabbos, you must relight the candle. Correct? You must relight the candle. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he analyzes Rav, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I'm going to prove to you that the Taz is wrong and the Trumas Hadesh is correct. Namely, that in this case you don't have to rekindle the light. How do I prove it to you? From Rav. Because Rav says that you can use these inferior candles on what? On Leil Shabbos. How can you use these inferior candles on Leil Shabbos? Here for sure he agrees that comes to Zokikla. So even if I've proven from Chol that Rav holds Kavsa Ein Zokikla on Leil Shabbos, again, if you reject the Trumas Hadesh and you hold like the Taz, everybody would have to agree that Kavsa Zokikla because you didn't enter into the Zman Achiyu. Now, if that be the case, if Kavsa Zokikla, how can you use these inferior oils? The whole premise is that if Kavsa Zokikla, we have to exclude these inferior oils. The Teretzin says the Riv, from the fact that Rav went a step further and he allowed you to use these candles, not only on what? On Chol of Chanukah, but even on Shabbos of Chanukah, it must be that he's operating with the assumption of Kosa Ein Zokikla even on Shabbos. What do you mean Kosa Ein Zokikla even on Shabbos? The Taz is in the background yelling and screaming, wait a minute, you didn't even dip into the Shas Achiv. The answer is, the Rif is going to prove from Rav that the Trumas Hadesh is correct. And if the Trumas Hadesh is correct, then Kosa Ein Zokikla even on Leil Shabbos, which means then on Leil Shabbos we have a double Kiddush. Number one, we have a Kiddush that what? That you can light before the Shas Chiyuv, but not only that, we have an additional Kiddush, a major Kiddush, that even if the candle goes out before the Shas Chiyuv, so there was never, if you want to call it a Tziruv, there was never a linkage between your Adloka and the Zman Achiyuv, nevertheless you don't say, because it's pure Mais Adloka without any element of Kavsa, Zokiklov, Ner Dolok. If that be the case, then Rav makes sense. We're going to allow you to use these inferior oils, even though what? Even though it's Leil Shabbos, and there's a very good chance that it's going to go out, and it's going to go out before Shkia, and if it goes out before Shkia, if Dilma Pasha, then he's going to forfeit the mitzvah, if you hold like the Taz, the Teretz is that Rav held like the Trumas Hadesh. This is the second answer of the Sfas. Now, how many answers do we have to the Kasha of the Meiri that we started with? Let's calculate. Then we had the Pnei Yoshua. We could not sustain the Pnei Yoshua because the sugya is against the Pnei Yoshua, the sugya of Rav Chisda. We had the Teretz of the Ksam Sofer, and now we have two Terutzim of the Sfasim. So can I both say we'll stop there?
The fact is that the Zman on Leil Shabbos, the Zman beforehand, is the Zman Tiyah. The reason it's the Zman Tiyah is because the time of Tichla Neregel Min Ashur, it is up because there's a Tiyah to Rabbanan of Tosefa Shabbos. Because there's a din of Tosefa Shabbos and Hadlakas Neiros, therefore the Tiflat Hashem, regular Minashur, comes earlier, and it really, that is the Zman. Did you hear?
I heard part of it. I'm just...
It's a simple fact that on Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, everybody is out of the street early because it's Shabbos, and you have to be able to come to Shabbos early. You have a Kiyub of Aglokas Neiros and Tosefa Shabbos. Because of that,
yeah, for sure. On Leil Shabbos, you have to light much earlier than, because during the week you have to light after what?
Yeah.
After Shkia on Leil Shabbos, if you light after Shkia, you chayv a chatas. You know what I'm saying?
That is a Zman Chiyuv. It's the Zman Chiyuv because the fact is everybody is out of the marketplace early because of Leil Shabbos. And because of that, the Zman of Chiyuv is does not coincide with Shkia, it coincides with Lift Benching.
So I think that depends on two definitions of Achitikla Regal and Ashuk.
Yeah.
Rashi's definition of Achitikla Regal and Ashuk is Goyim, so that wouldn't help because Rashi says that it's Shema Uma, that these
Talmud Goyim. Right,
but if you hold that for the Jews, then you're right, maybe Tikla Regal and Ashuk Alel Shabbos should be early.
That's right, that's what I'm talking
about. All right, here's the Meiri, we'll try to get this back to the shelves. Okay.